Shavuot Tov, it's Motzei Shabbos after the Sabbath. Welcome to the new week. And one more reflection on Parsha Kisei. Remember, Zachor, what the Lord your God did to Miriam on the way after you left Egypt. Deuteronomy 24, verse 9. The Targum paraphrases, delineating the import of the commandment. Be mindful that no one condemn his neighbor, lest he be smitten. Remember that which the Lord your God did to Miriam, who condemned Moshe for that which was not in him, when she was smitten with leprosy, and you were delayed in the way when coming out of Mitzrayim. Miriam had been critical of her brother Moshe, so she was chastised with leprosy as a punishment for her lashon hara, literally evil tongue. This commandment to remember the event is a stark reminder of the consequences of slander. Moreover, this commandment is one of the six remembrances required to recollect every day. Traditionally, this is done by reading the list of six remembrances after the morning prayers. So, as one of the six narratives from the Torah that are significant enough to be recalled every day is what Hashem did to Miriam on the journey. Therefore, the gravity of this avera, sin, is serious enough for the historical event to be designated is something to recall every day. The Rambam explains, meaning that you mention it always in the utterance of words. Is not this the path to memorization? In the words of King David, thy word have I laid up in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalm 119:11. And this is the entire intent, to place these words upon our heart, and as much that in biblical language, the heart represents the mind. We are to remember, if not actually memorize, not only the six remembrances, rather, especially those words from the Pasukim, the verses that will guide our lives in the right direction, away from sin. Shavuot Tov.